Better disaster recovery could save lives. A streamlined buying process could save time and money for the government. The public and private sectors are working together to find solutions to these challenges. It's all part of the Presidential Innovation Fellows Program. Federal News Radio's web editor, Shefali Kapadia, has taken an in-depth look at the Fellows Program, and she joins us now. Nice to have you in studio.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so tell us about the special report. What have you done? What is this all about?
Well, the special report that we've done focuses on the Presidential Innovation Fellows Program. And what that is that they bring in individuals from the private sector to work with people in the federal agencies. And they work on projects that are really aiming to save time, to save money, and even to save lives for the government. And so what I did is kind of look at a behind-the-scenes approach to this. So not only look at the projects that they're working on and the results of those projects, but also get to know these fellows and find out who they are and just kind of meet them.
All right. And what kind of people are they?
Well, there's no really one typical type of fellow. They do come from a variety of backgrounds. And one thing that people, when they hear the word fellow, sometimes they think this is something like an internship or this is a position for somebody just out of college or a recent graduate. But this is actually not true. These people are very experienced and they have a lot of work under their belt. And so I talked to Jennifer Palka, who's the Deputy Chief Technology Officer in the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. And she told me a little bit more about the background of these fellows.
They come from very diverse backgrounds, and they're a very diverse bunch. The youngest fellow has been in his 20s and the oldest in his 70s. They generally have a fair amount of experience, so they're also really coming to this from the perspective of what they've achieved in life, rather sort of the positions that they've held. There are a fair number of them from what my boss, Todd Park, likes to call metaphysical Silicon Valley, which doesn't mean that they are actually from Silicon Valley, but that they are working in a way that is consistent with sort of the very generative kinds of platforms that we've seen has such an impact on the world in the past 20 years. But they are an incredibly diverse bunch, men, women from all over the country who really just want to come to government for a year and make an enormous difference.
Yeah, when they talk about people who are 70, you must think that that's like their second career, that this is what they're doing for fun.
I would think so, yeah. Did you meet any of the 70-year-olds?
I did not. Most of the people I met were in the mid-range. I didn't meet the 70-year-olds, and I didn't ask how old they were, so I'm not exactly sure.
So what's on federalnewsradio.com? We should say that the first installment is up now, but we know you've got more planned as well.
Right, so for today, this is a three-day series. So today we're on day one. And right now we have a video that just introduces you to the concept of what is a Presidential Innovation Fellow and what is this program. So you can check that out. All of this is on our homepage at federalnewsradio.com. And you can also search fellows to view all of the content from our special report.
What's coming up tomorrow? You said 3 days, so tomorrow and the day after.
Right. So tomorrow we'll dive a little bit deeper into the project. So I'm looking at two different projects. These are the Blue Button Program, which was one of the programs in round two of the Fellows Program. They've had round one, and now they're currently on round two. And also looking at disaster response and recovery, which is another one of the round two projects. And we'll meet some of the fellows who are working on those projects and kind of learn their backstories.
All right. So sounds like an exciting project. And how does it make you feel about the government itself? Sounds like you've learned a lot about how it's trying to get beyond its bureaucratic sort of reputation.
Yeah, it's really interesting what these people can bring. You know, they have all of this experience in the private sector, and when you merge that with what people are doing in the public sector, it just creates this great combination of ideas. And like Jennifer Palka said, you can really just innovate much faster by combining these minds and putting everything together.
And just a real quick question, just asking for your sense of things. These are people who are coming, as you said, they're fellows. They might have a lot of experience, but they're here for a relatively short amount of time. Did you get the sense that anything they were working on had staying power?
Yeah, well, the fellowships are ranging from 6 to 12 months. And Lena Trudeau, who's the associate commissioner in GSA, the General Services Administration, she says that this Presidential Innovation Fellows Program is really like a catalyst. And so what they do is they get started, with the fellows, and then once the fellows leave and their term is over, those agencies continue to work on the projects just within that particular agency.
Okay. So Federal News Radio's web editor, Shefali Kampadia. Shefali, thank you.
Thanks for having me.